they wasted absolutely no time on their website praising thanks upon the U.S. military who went in and rescued them. They also on the website had strong words for their captors. No, hang on. I'm sorry. No, I have that reversed. Actually, the ex-hostages were quick to blame the coalition forces for their kidnapping. On their website, they offered words of goodwill towards their captors. Remember, one in the four had been beheaded by the kidnappers. The U.S. Marines, they weren't released. The U.S. Marines went in and rescued them. And I thought to myself, is there any way we can get the Marines to recapture them, kidnap them, and bring them back to their captors that they love so much? Why are we wasting our time rescuing people like this who don't have anywhere? You had your friend and your cohort beheaded? The U.S. military risks their life to go save you and you bash them? You know what? Put them back on a plane. Send them back there. First of all, you are protesting, and I appreciate the fact that it was peaceful, but you are protesting for something that is illegal. You are protesting for others to stay here who are here illegally. And I don't understand that. I don't understand that for a couple of reasons. You want to leave Mexico for a reason, and that reason is it is so riddled with corruption that you cannot have a job and make money there. It is so riddled with drugs and corruption and mob that you cannot raise a family. It is a country that has been overtaken by lawbreakers from the bottom to the top. And now what you're protesting for is to have lawbreakers come here. And you might say, well, they're just trying to get here. That's only one law. It's a law.